Yeah, because
calendar,
please come to order. It is the 25th of January, about 17 minutes after 11. Present at the table is our entire Rules Committee. We have before us this morning a proposed Rules CS for Senate Joint Resolution 5. We have the prime sponsor with us, Senator Lehman.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I recommend for your consideration the committee substitute for SJR 5, which is a compilation of work done by Senator Wilkin and myself. We had independently been working along the same track to support the university in opposing NCAA Proposal 2000-106. And just briefly, what happened several years ago is the university worked hard to get a compromise in the NCAA rule, which now allows that certain tournaments are partially exempt from the 28-game limit on basketball games, and the games in our tournaments at the top of the world and at the shootout. The top of the world classic is in Fairbanks, and the shootout is in Anchorage. Two of the games don't count toward the limit. One of the games does. This provides an additional incentive for top Division I teams to come to Alaska to play. It's a long ways for them to come, but it's good competition, and the tournaments have been able to attract some of the best teams in the country. And so teams like to come to play in the tournaments, especially if there's that exemption. And the compromise also provided that no school could come more often than, I think it's once every 4 years. And so that gives an opportunity to move through and give other teams the chance to come to tournaments like ours or in Puerto Rico and some of the other tournaments like that. Our tournaments, as well as the other preseason tournaments, have proven to be very successful. Teams who participate in them say that ours are among the best in the United States, and they go back and tell their friends it's an opportunity for us to share Alaska with them. It's a chance for our student athletes to participate against probably across the board better athletes, some of the best athletes in the United States. And that becomes a drawing card for the athletic programs at the University of Alaska at Fairbanks and Anchorage. And it also has a financial benefit on Alaska. Here we are in November, able to fill hotel rooms and have spectators who come from out of state or from across Alaska into Anchorage and into Fairbanks to participate in this. And so this resolution that's before you, and the reason we're having to do this so quickly is that the public testimony period is closing next Tuesday, and to get this through and have it be part of the public record, we're expediting the process. So I commend this to you and urge you all to support it.
We have before us a proposed CS. Are there any questions for Senator Lehman for the prime sponsor? We have a motion to adopt the CS.
So moved.
Senator Phillips has moved the adoption of the Rule CS. Is there objection to that adoption? Hearing none, the Rule CS is before us. What's the will of the committee? Senator Terrio.
I move that the Rule CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 5 be moved from committee for calendaring.
Is there objection? Well, yeah. I don't know that motion is important here, but it will be on our supplemental calendar. There's a motion to approve for calendaring. Is there objection? Hearing none, the resolution has been approved for calendaring. We also have before us Senate Bill 10, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Public Accountancy. I believe that is a one-line bill. Senator Terrio, sorry about that. Senator Terrio, that's your bill. Do you have any comments you'd like to make for the committee?
No, there is a sponsor statement here. It has a little bit of information based on the recommendation of the auditors that was recommended that the extension be granted. It's the standard four-year extension. I know there's from time to time discussion of making the extensions for longer periods of time. When the auditors did do that in the past, the legislature told them that no, they preferred the shorter period of time. Personally, I like to see where we have set up a board and extended certain powers to them to restrict or oversee people engaging in certain economic activity. I think that those boards should have to come back to the legislature more frequently than lengthier periods of time to make sure that the things are operating the way they should and people are not unnecessarily being restricted from engaging in economic activity for which they have training. There are also some letters of support that should be in your packet too from the current president of the board supporting the extension.
Okay, the appropriate motion is just a motion to calendar. Is there a motion? Senator Phillips has moved to calendar. Is there any objection? Hearing none, Senate Bill 10 has been approved for calendaring. That's all the business to come before the Rules Committee today. So we are adjourned.